Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
What's wearing the tires? We got a low tire on this bad boy. Let's get some air in there.
Turn that compressor off. We got air in the tire. Got tire lights off. We are ready to rock and roll. We got the Auto World car going. Good to have you along, folks. I am very honored. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You are tuned in and listening to Auto World, which is syndicated throughout the United States. That means from coast to coast, and I'm very honored and proud to say that. And more radio stations and affiliates are grabbing on, and that means that I have a lot of work cut out for me to help our new listeners throughout the United States. For the folks across the pond listening, and thank you literally for tuning in to GCNlive.com. Soon to be some stations over across the pond. Why not? And with that, I have more of you to help, and that's what it's all about. I've always said that two heads are better than one, and we've always talked about the communications between you and I, all of us, about how to help each other. And how to decide on, like I pull into the email bag, I reach into the email bag each and every hour, which we will this hour, and it's all new to me. Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of me on that. Here, the Auto World staff, he takes care of all the emails that come in at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you for sending me your comments, your concerns, your questions, your attaboys, whatever. Thank you for the pats on the backs and all that. And that's what it's all about, helping you and you helping me. And when I reach into the email bag here this hour, we're going to reach in and help someone else. And it's all new to me, and I call it a little Stump the Chump, because I never read those emails in that bag. And sometimes Eddie, the engine emailer, laughs at me. He says, "Oh, wait till you see what's in there," because he does constantly read through all of them, because I say here live on Auto World that if you have a problem and you need it fixed now, 911 it. Put 911 on it. He sees and he hunts for those. And with that, we fix you now. And I've talked this last week. I talked to quite a few automotive repair shops. I ask you folks to email, and you do, and a lot of you do put the phone number of the automotive shop, and you just give me a little quick note saying, "Hey, can you call the repair shop and listen to them, talk that mechanical jargon, Mark, and so you can understand what they're saying." And I do, and I guess you could call me almost like an insurance adjuster. When it comes to your automotive repair, your windshield problems, your brake problems, your tranny problems, and I don't charge anything. That's the best part of it all. There's no fee. And sometimes when the automotive repair shop gets a call from their family, which from another auto technician, we talk the same lingo. And I always say, picture's worth 1,000 words. And so if you do ask your repair shop, a little Auto World tip to start off this hour, ask your repair shop when they call and say it's going to be this much money. Just ask them to take their cell phone out. Take a picture of the infected area. Yes, the infected area, the problem child area, and just text it over to you or send it to you email-wise. And or if you don't have email, you don't have a computer or internet, that's okay too. Drive to the repair shop. "Well, Mark, how can I drive to the repair shop? They have my car." We need to ask the neighbor if they could possibly drive you to the repair shop. It only takes 5 minutes. Not the drive, but the visit. I just want you to walk in and say, "Hey, hi, I'm the owner of that car. Can you show me the infected area, the repair problem area that you're working on? Thank you. And describe it to me." And there you go, you're fixed. So it's all about. Today here on Auto World, folks, we've got, not for you, I've got two patents coming your way. One is something to do with pets. Yeah, pets. Uh-huh. And a pickup box. That's all from one company, Ford. They got patents on it. Coming your way. You'll love it. I like the one that if you got a pet, you got to listen up. And even if you don't have a pet, maybe you have a pet rock in there. Remember those days? You might want to use this pet mode on the pet rock. I don't know. We're going to give it to you here on Auto World. At the end of the program, of course, always a word with Mark. And yes, a little trivia this hour, absolutely. Yep. And what's a Chevrolet? The Chevrolet and a squirrel, what do they have in common? That's coming your way also. But most of all, you are the star of the show. If you're listening, you're a charter member. If you call in an email, you're also a charter member. I do appreciate that. Please feel free to email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. 855-660-4261 is the national syndicated line since 1992. And again, I want to say thank you for following me. And if you aren't following me on Facebook or Instagram, then please do. And those addresses are my name, Mark Evans. Go ahead and head on over. We talked a little bit about, we got some photos up there. I also, photos of on Facebook, my address is my name, Mark Evans. And Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram account is Auto World Media. And please do look for the little blue star, ASE. And if you want to know what that looks like, and if you want to know, there's two things on my website, autoworldmedia.com. There's two things. You scroll down, you'll see me. It's not about me. And we're going to add to it also coming your way more and more. There's a little reason why. That is kind of stagnant sitting there because we're trying to get the Auto World Radio website. It's a long story, but it might be coming your way. Anyway, go down to autoworldmedia.com, our website there, and you'll see the Better Business Bureau logo and also the ASC logo. I want you to look for those logos at your auto repair shops, your tranny shops, your windshield shops, your tire shops, your brake shops. See, even your auto body shops, they need to have those two logos, ASE and the Better Business Bureau, like I have. That's what it's all about. That way you know that, hey, this is a legit business. These guys really want to be around. These guys care. These ladies care. They all care. That's what it's all about. Hey, coming up next week, a little bit of heads up here. Have you ever, okay, if you folks aren't NASCAR fans, that's okay. There's nothing wrong about not being a NASCAR fan. So both sides, the fans of NASCAR and the not non-fans. Next week, the next gen car, it's a brand new car this year for NASCAR. But guess what? Next week at Bristol, they're running on a dirt track. That's right, a dirt track. So if you're not a fan of NASCAR, wait till you see these NASCARs running on a dirt track. And with that, think about that for a minute. That is not going to be fun. They're going to be sliding around trying to win the race and all. But can you imagine the first and second leaders there in the front? Their engines are not sucking in the dust. The people behind them, the NASCARs behind them, are sucking in all the dust that they're stirring up. And they're right on their, you know what, their tail. And their tail is going to be wagging because they're going to be racing on dirt. Yep. I said next weekend. I'm sorry. It's April 17th. April 17th. Head on over and see some tail wagging in the dirt. And think about that dust going into that engine. What does that dust do to... Oh, do they have air filters? Oh, do they? Yeah, they need air filters. Do you have your air filter? Have you replaced your air filter? How much air is coming down the throat of your engine? Good question. Especially if you're following somebody really close and you're on dust like that NASCAR at Bristol. That's going to be a blast to watch. I'm glad you're with me this week here on Auto World. It's going to be a special hour. Each and every hour is special for you. When we come back, we are going to give you a patent that you'll never forget about. And I'm going to probably have some more jelly bellies. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Getting that time of year, we're going to drop the top. Oh, yeah, warm weather. Yeehaw! Hey, good to have you along into the Greasy Garage Studio from the in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans, tuning in to you and to you tuning in to me each and every week. Well, it gives me goosebumps on my arms, folks. Thank you. I'm very honored and proud to have you along with me. Well, it's that time right now in Auto World. I promised you a patent. Now, a patent. Some of you might have a patent on a product, and I'm going to give you congratulations. I'm very proud of you. I am. I have a patent, and it took a lot of effort to get a patent on a product. First, you have to have the product. And my product came to me one day when we used to be selling souvenirs at the drag race strips back in the early 80s. Transmission kept burning up, towing the souvenir goodies, all that weight, and it just kept burning up, automatic transmissions. And, you know, automatic transmissions back then did not have temperature gauges on them. So I invented a transmission cooler, you know, as kids. A lot of you can relate with this. Maybe your grandkids or kids are doing this right now when you're driving at high speeds, you know, freeway or 40 mile an hour, 30, whatever. You put your window down. It's not too hot of a day, so you have your window down. The air conditioner's off to save fuel. And your kids or grandkids have their hand out. Remember waving your hand into the air? And if you put your hand up, your air is cupped, your hand would be cupped, and it would capture the air. Well, I got that idea, and I built a transmission cooler called the TranGuard, and that product is mounted to the bottom of a transmission and designed to capture that air that's going underneath your vehicle, driving the air up into the transmission. With all this said, it takes a lot of effort to get a patent, and you know, if you have A, B, C, and D of your patent, and if one of those letters has been already invented or is on part of somebody else's patent, you're not going to be able to get your patent. So it takes a lot. Well, Ford. Now, with all that said, Ford has issued, and they've got a patent for pet mode. That's right, a pet mode, folks. Feature to keep your furry friends cool. Yep, Ford may start having your pets back because of this new patent they have. It has been submitted by the automaker to develop a happy riding experience for all of our furry friends. The patent is for a key fob that includes a pet mode feature, which allows the owner to activate certain systems within the vehicle while their pet is still inside to create a comfortable environment for your furry friend. By activating the pet mode, the signal would command the vehicle's computer to lower the windows, open the sunroof, turn on the air conditioner, open the hatchback, and so on, etc. Now, some of you Tesla owners think Ford is barking up Tesla's tree, huh? Yeah, uh-huh. Because the EV automaker developed a similar mode, Tesla did, called the dog mode. Yep, feature back in 2019, Tesla did it. Tesla's dog mode feature would keep its internal temperature set for the dog's comfort, while the central touchscreen would display a message for anyone passing by that the animal is fine and their owner will be returning soon. While Tesla's dog mode is operated through its dashboard display screen, Ford's pet mode would be accessible through the mobile Ford Pass app or through the paw-shaped button on the key fob. Another interesting feature in the Ford's pet mode, though, folks, is activating it via RFID chip you can add to your pup's collar. See, they raised the bar on Tesla. Whenever the pet mode is active, the vehicle will sense your dog's RFID to know when your pooch is inside and outside. And if it does not sense your dog after a certain amount of time, it will deactivate its pet mode and return it to its normal settings. Pet mode by Ford. Barked up Tesla's tree and got even higher. They raised the bar. Uh-huh. There you go. We're the winners. Now, some of you might be saying, yeah, I do believe you. The pet should not be in the car when the owner is not driving the car down the road. You're right. Or are you? See, that's what Auto World's all about. Informative, interactive, informative, and free speech, period. I'd love to have you and hear your comments. Do you have a pet? Do you believe this pet mode, this dog mode in Tesla and Ford, do they even need to be there? Seems like whenever I go out in the summertime, I'm talking heat here now, heat. I do see pets in the car. I see the windows down, and It's hot in there. How are you going to have an air conditioner on when the engine's not running? Will that dog jump up and hit the column shifter or the console shifter maybe and put it in drive? I don't know. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. My address is Mark Evans. So hitchhiking, the three H's. Yes, the history of hitchhiking. Now, does hitchhiking really work? It's an old thing that's been around. It's coming back because, you know, the fuel prices are higher. Hitchhiking can be a good way to improve your, what? Conversation skills? You got to sell yourself, don't you? Often drivers pick up hikers to have some conversation on otherwise long or lonely trip. So the drivers want to talk to somebody. Make sure to carry enough food and drink if you're going to for a long trip. Gas stations are usually a bit expensive for replenishing these supplies. But yeah, the drivers. If you're picking up a hitchhiker, that means that, in fact, you might be lonely or you need somebody to talk to stay awake. Yeah, to stay awake. Here's a little Auto World tip that's been around for years. I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but this to keep you awake when you're driving long trips, take your shoes off, sit back and relax. That's right. Take your shoes off. That'll keep you awake. Your pedals, your brake, and your gas pedal completely feel different. You'll probably have to scoot the seat up. Why? Because your shoes are about, you know, the thickness of your shoes, folks. Changes things up, doesn't it? It does. Keeps you awake. I know you've got those safety features that the seat vibrates your bun, right and left buns, and it pulls you back into the lane and all, but I know you're saying, take the shoes off. My kids are in the car, my wife's in the car, my husband's in the car, grandma's in the car, and they don't like the smell of my feet. And you know where you can buy those little things that slide in the bottom of your shoes? This is not an ad for those. What are they called? I don't know. They just slide in the bottom of your shoes to eliminate odor. We don't want any odor in our cars, that's for sure. We're going to go into the email bag here in just a little bit. When we do that, okay, we're going to take a little short break. We're going to grab a couple more Jelly Bellies. Hopefully you like them. I know your dentist does. We're going to go into the email bag when we come back, folks. We're going to help you with your emails and your phone calls. 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new Russian military commander has been placed in charge as the war in Ukraine continues, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Reports we're seeing of a change in military leadership and putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine, and that's what we are expecting.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. She said the U.S. plans to continue providing military assistance as Ukraine braces for more conflict. For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, where's the fire, son? He said, where's the fire, son? Tried to rob me blind, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Auto World, this is where the rubber meets the road right here. Good to have you along, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. What a treat. Very honored and what a gift and present for me, for you to be with me each and every week. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone, of course, and you're in the audience, and I do appreciate that. It's like I said, it's very honored and proud to have you here with me and to spread the word. And thanks for calling your cousins and your brothers and your sisters and your friends, telling them about Auto World. And that's what it's all about. And if any of you and your relatives and friends ever need any help in the automotive industry, the auto world, part of their life, just remember Auto World. And the best way for anybody to get a hold of me at any one point in time is we never really know what happens in our auto world. And the way to get a hold of me is autoworldradio@yahoo.com is our email. My email has been there for many, many years, since 1992, and the phone number, same there. Love to listen to you tell me a story about your auto world. I've had a lot of very interesting stories about your first car, your lemon of a car that you owned, and I've even had some stories about that really odd accident that you were in. So share and share alike, I guess. And the phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Now, how many of you are thinking about the thumb? Yes, I know you're saying the gas prices, you know, that is topic of speech. And all throughout, the talk of the town is gas prices, EVs, in every single city. All of us are talking about it. We all live on the same planet. We're all deciding, should we pull the thumb back out and start hitchhiking? Why is it called hitchhiking? Around 1870, it was American college slang for to move fast. You've got to hike around. And flying some style with your life. When hike reached the general public, it had the status of an Americanism. But like numerous other so-called Americanisms, it was coined in England. That's right, the folks over in England, they coined it hitchhiking. Thumbs up! And of course, we use the thumb for a lot of other things, and my opinion is we use the thumb for positive. Saying, yay, man! Yay! Yes! Absolutely. Here's a little bit of trivia that you do have in your car, more than likely. And if you don't, you might think about having some because we want to keep you cool in the summer. But don't get too heavy on it. What I'm talking about is the little bit of tinted glass. Back in 1950, tinted glass automobile windows first became available on Buick models. Buick was the one that decided to put tinted glass from the factory in 1950. Designed initially to reduce glare and, of course, you know, help you with your vision, they have evolved into today's sometimes totally darkened car windows, causing us not to see you. Are you hiding? I saw one the other day. Now, each and every city and state has laws on that, the word tinting. I saw one here in the Boise, Idaho area, where I'm broadcasting from, in the Auto World Plaza. Been here since 1968, broadcasting since 1992. I saw one the other day that not only were the side windows and the back window black, tinted, just literally black, the windshield was black. I couldn't see the person driving. How many of you, when you drive, do you look at the other driver's face, their eyeballs, to see where they're looking? There's certain circumstances that, in fact, I know when you folks were riding your bicycle and you come up to those cars that were parked at the stoplight, and before you cross the street, I know for a fact, even if you weren't riding your bicycle, you were going to go ahead and walk in that crosswalk, and you're looking at, yeah, I know the lights are red, they're parked. They can't go yet because they're waiting for the green. But you look at their faces, don't you? You're seeing if they're seeing you with their eyeballs. How many of you drive like that? And when I saw that one vehicle with a windshield that's black, I couldn't see anybody in the car. One thing that I can say is, I don't know where that person was headed because you can't see where they're pointing their eyeballs, their headlights, called their eyeballs. Well, one thing about it, I've been in some clients, customers, and friends' cars that, in fact, they've tinted their windows, and it's so dark inside that it's like, is it midnight? I don't like it. I don't like it when they're that dark. It's kind of almost like scary. I mean, scary in the aspect of you put sunglasses on and then you really can't see. So be careful. Just go, you know, tint them to keep you cooler in the summer. Keep the glare down. Go about 15-20%. That's what the tinted shops around the Boise, Idaho area recommend. Did you hear about the man that finds the 150 pounds of walnuts hidden in his truck? Did you hear about that? Yep. A squirrel was quite busy. Chevrolet and a squirrel, that's what they have in common, is walnuts. How many bushels can you really have underneath the hood of a Chevy Avalanche? Well, this gentleman took about as many as 5 gallon buckets that were completely full. In his inner fender wells, he popped his hood, looked up there, because he heard a noise. His vehicle wasn't running quite right, so he got out, opened the hood, and said, whoa, look at this. Well, he picked out, literally, he had to, that was his noise, there was walnuts everywhere. He picked out five-gallon buckets full of walnuts. Bill's his name, I'll keep his last name hidden to protect him. Bill of North Dakota thought there was something off when he was driving a Chevrolet Avalanche. Coming to find out, a squirrel had been using it as a hoarding spot for his winter walnuts. Bill posted photos of this Avalanche engine bay to Facebook with a simple math question for everyone. How many bushels can one red squirrel pick and store in 4 days? The proceeds to answer the question with rough estimate saying each 5 gallon bucket has an average of 26 pounds in just walnut weight. Wow, 26 times 5, that's a lot of weight under the hood. He filled up actually 6 buckets, leading to approximately 150 pounds total of walnuts in the engine bay and fenders of his truck, his Chevrolet Avalanche. Bill spent 7 hours, folks, so far removing body parts to get all the nuts out that the little red squirrel put in. And he's afraid that he might have missed a few of them because he's been driving it and he's still getting a little bit of noise, like loose nuts rattling around. So his whole goal is he's going to have to pretty much tear apart his whole entire front end of that Chevy Avalanche to get all the walnuts out. Chevrolet and walnuts and squirrels, they come together as one again. We're going to go to the email bag when I come back. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World, right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Welcome back into the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You are listening to Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, it is time. Let's get into that email bag. I'm a little late here this hour of Auto World to get in the email bag. Let's do it. Oh! Dang it. I fell right into the email bag. I liked reaching in this email bag. It looks like Santa Claus's big, huge white bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of the email bag, and he sewed up he's using old sheets, by the way, give you a little picture with words, big, huge sheets, and it's big, and there's a lot. We had to have enough room for all your emails, is what I'm saying. So thank you. And by the way, the address on the email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please stay in touch through that at all times. Please do. Just say hi. Appreciate that. This one I can read live on the air. It doesn't have any words saying do not read it live, so we're going to read it. Good to be with you each week on Auto World. I tune in to learn and have fun with you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, looks like Dave. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. He says, I took your advice on waiting to buy a vehicle. My wait was a little over 2 years. It paid off. Awesome. Saved $6,000 on a brand new 2020 Ford F-150. Thank you, Mark. Keep up the good work. Dave, radio's on in Bloomington, Indiana. Woo! God, awesome! Let's do a shout-out! Thank you, Dave. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Bloomington, Indiana. WGCL AM 1370 and 98.7 FM. Fantastic! I appreciate it. Bloomington, Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Nashville, Elliottsville, Indiana. Good to have you folks along. Thanks, Dave, for bringing us in. I just got to say, 6,000. Let's see, my cut would be 10%. I'm just kidding, Dave. Hey, that's what this show's all about, right there. $6,000 paycheck, man. That's what I'm talking about, Dave. This is what I mean. I can't say it enough, Dave. And thank you for following up and saluting me and saving yourself some money, man. That's what it's all about here. Now, with that $6,000 savings, I just want to highlight, you bought a brand new 2020 Ford, 2 years old, but it's brand new. Dave, thank you for listening, because I've been saying that, haven't I, that these trucks, cars have been parked, they're going to have to sell them sooner or later. Just be patient. Dave was $6,000. Patience pays. Good to have you along, Dave. Hey, man, thanks for bringing this into Bloomington, Indiana, Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Nashville. I'm trying to think of the lake there. I think it's would be northwest of you folks. Beautiful lake there. Is it Murray? I think it's Murray Lake. Anyway, I do remember a lake there. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, and thank you. Now, I do have some great detailed gifts for you for the inside and outside of that 2020 Ford F-150. Now, I don't have $6,000 worth of detailed gifts going your way, but I do have some, and I appreciate it. Take your significant other out to dinner, huh, Dave? Appreciate that. If you're not married at all, I want you to buy yourself a beautiful T-bone steak. It's a way to do it. Send me back an email address, Dave. I got some great gifts for you, man. That's what it's all about. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. And with that, Ford, that patent. Another. I promised you one more patent for this hour, and here it is. Ford did it. Yep. Ford submits a patent for a magnetic truck bed. Magnetic. You're tired of those items sliding around in your truck, but I know you are. Ford may have the solution for you. They do. That's right. The automaker submitted an application to the USPTO for a truck bed with selective actuated magnetic floor sections to keep your items in place while in transit. According to the official patent, folks, a benefit to a magnetic truck bed would be to reduce time and labor tying down objects using ropes and bungee cords and, of course, sliding them up into the front wall and giving you dents, as well as reducing the risk of all those objects becoming unsecured while loading, transporting, and unloading. You know, don't you just love it? You put that beautiful ceramic planter box in there. It's made out of clay. You tie it down, but something goes loose, and it goes... The patent consists of six magnets being placed underneath the truck bed, folks, which would also allow the owner to turn them on and off through the truck's cabin or through a mobile app. Certain sections. Put a small gas engine in there, your lawnmower. Oh, now how strong are these magnets? That's all I got to say. Because is it... There's something that's kind of offbeat, but, you know, we've got our cell phone in the cab, right? Yep. We have the Bluetooth on because it's against the law to pick up the phone to say, "Hi, Mark, just wanted to talk to you about the auto repair problem." Well, does the cell phone get all messed up because the magnets in the pickup box are so strong holding down that small gas engine or your lawnmower or your router, you know, your wood equipment, your construction equipment, you know, your remodeler and your... tying things down because you're pushing the buttons to magnetize your bed? Are you maybe messing up with the magnetic force? You got all the sections turned on. I think it's a great idea to hold the things down. I really do. I think that's a great idea. But I definitely don't want to let you... I don't want you to lose in radio reception so you can't hear Auto World. I wonder if that does have anything to do with that. Well, it must be Ford Week here on Auto World because I just wanted to get this out to you folks before the garage door goes down here on this hour. Ford surprised you with a recall here. I didn't give you a little tease on that because I wanted to just make sure that you tune in all the way to the very last of Auto World to listen to the segment we have. It's called A Word with Mark. But before we do that, Ford issues a recall for 345,000 Escapes and Bronco Sports. Those brand new Bronco Sports, yep. Due to oil leaks, which will cause potentially cause a fire, folks. So listen up, get your pen and paper out. I always have said this to you. Sometimes I tell you that up front at the first hour, but this time I am saying, from here on out, I want you to have paper and pencil next to you at all times. Ford announced it will be recalling 345,451 Escapes and Bronco Sport crossovers that have been equipped with the 1.5-liter EcoBoost engine. According to Ford, folks, the recall is due to the oil separator housings leaking oil that could come into contact with heated engine parts and will cause a fire. Currently, there have been 15 reported. This is brand spanking new. 15 of them. This recall will be issued for 2020 and 2022's and 2021s, so 2020s, 2021s, and 2022s, Ford Escapes that were produced between November 19, 2018 and March 1st, 2022. The same applies to the newer 2021s and 2022 Bronco Sports, which have also been equipped with the same 1.5 liter engine. That's the key. It's time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
The word this week is spring. Yes, spring brings new growth. Spring brings bulbs that pop up. Spring brings you color. Spring gives us fresh rainwater. Spring gives us new warmth from the sun. Spring's on your car. Do you need some? Does your car spring too much? Up and down. How about the springs in your driver's seat? Are they crushed? Do you need new springs? Folks, it's time for you to put a spring in your step this spring. Thanks for joining me, everyone. It's a pleasure each and every week. We'll see you next week. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.